Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well. Welcome back to season two of Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that I'm finally back. It feels like it's been honestly not that long since I last spoke to you. To be fair, I pre-recorded a podcast episode which is going to be up next week with a guest, so you guys have that to look forward to. So I did explain where I went on my Instagram, but I just realized I should probably keep like this channel updated as well. But basically, I just took a little month-long hiatus. Me and like my managers and stuff are still sort of trying to find our feet with this podcast and sort of like what we want it to be, what we want to do, stuff like that. And we realized, for sort of the sake of my sanity and also just for like the sake of like, I don't know, just like I feel like podcasting is where it's like we want to sort of split it into seasons. So season one all wrapped up, and then we give us a month not only to just have a little bit of a break, but also to like brainstorm new ideas, stuff like that. Because now it's sort of going to work as there's going to be 3 months on, 1 month off, just to give me some time to recharge. But to be honest, I didn't even have that much of a break. Like it's been nice to have a little break from the podcast, but I have been rising and grinding in terms of my YouTube. Like I've been hustling and bustling. I can tell you that for free, because I'm feeling so motivated with my work at the moment. I also, I've got to be making that ad rev, baby, because I've got to make my money. Like, sorry. Don't want to talk about finances already. Oh my God, Bootsy, hello. Bootsy was sleeping in her box. She's come here. She's my first guest on season two. But yeah, no, so that's where I went. It was, I took a month off, took a hiatus, because I was just feeling a little bit exhausted with the podcast, a little bit uninspired. But I'm like back. I'm back and I'm raring to go. Let's talk about what season two has in store. What season two has in store. So how it's going to work is there is not going to be two episodes a month now. There's going to be three. Are we excited? Yeah, no, I know. I can hear the cheering like through the screen, through the phone. Yeah. So there is going to be three episodes a month. The first one is going to be the first episode of the month, which is the month, which is the episode I'm doing now, is going to be sort of a solo, longer, multi-topic episode. This one isn't particularly a multi-topic episode, but rather this is sort of like a life catch-up episode. Like I talk a lot about like discourse and shit like that on this podcast, but sometimes I want to sit here and chat about myself. Like I want to talk about me. So this is more of sort of like a life catch-up episode, but the longer solo episodes will be like, I'll be talking, sorry, Boots decided to take a big bite of her crunchy food. So I'm going to be talking like a little bit about my life, but also like some sort of multi-topics, multitude of different topics which have been on my mind. And then the second episode of the month will be an episode with a guest. I have so many guests lined up. It is ridiculous, but I am so excited. I have such a wide range of different creators and guests and friends and just like so many different guests to introduce you guys to, and I'm so excited. So a majority of them are like close friends of mine who sort of happen to be creators, but also I want to get some guests who like aren't like, who I'm not like particularly like friends with. So like that means I need to find myself a studio. Because I have some really exciting people where it's like I want to seem professional and my setup is not professional, like with peace and love. I love my setup. This is so homely vibes. But if I invited one of my guests, like not only into my home, which I feel like is already quite intimate, but also to be like, oh, sorry, let me just set up. No. We're keeping it professional in season two. So we need to look for a little studio space for that. But yeah, no. So the second episode is going to be with a guest. And then the third episode, I sort of want to treat it more like a bonus episode. I low-key want to make it sort of like a Spotify Apple exclusive episode. But also, I know that there's plenty of you guys that actually watch it on YouTube and I don't want you guys to miss out. Do you know what I mean? So don't worry, I will be uploading it onto YouTube. But the third episode is going to be sort of a bonus, very short. I'm talking like a 15, 20 minute long episode where I just talk about one singular thing. So the episode which I am planning on doing, the bonus episode, third shorter episode I'm planning on doing this month, is I want to talk a little bit about like teen nostalgia. I don't know. Like, I saw this TikTok that was like me living life and then like the unstoppable wave of realizing I'll never be a teen girl again. Like, that, it got me. It got me. And especially as someone, oh, I don't want to do too many spoilers or anything, but especially as someone who, I didn't have a particularly good teenhood. I've actually said on the podcast before, I actually had very traumatic teen years. Oh my God, not me already trauma dumping like 5 minutes into the new season of the podcast. but I had quite traumatic teen years. So I find it quite interesting that like me of all people, I get these sort of waves of nostalgia that I'm never going to be a teenage girl again. And it's just like, yeah, we'll talk more about it in a couple of weeks. But you know, things like that, like really, really short episodes where like I don't do the whole TV show I'm watching, book I'm reading, song I'm listening to, things like that. I just jump straight into it, whatever's on my mind. I feel like I need to like give it a name, like, but I don't know what. Like, there's got to be like some sort of catchy name, like maybe sort of like something related to voice, because it's gonna be sort of more like a voice note. It would be like a, so like 15 minute, like, I don't know, like a, I don't want to call it a trauma dump voice note because that's like a bit much. And also I won't always be trauma dumping. I don't know, maybe I will, who knows? But it's got to be some sort of like catchy name for like something voice note. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, so yeah. And then the fourth week there'll be a break. So no episode. And then the whole thing restarts the next month. So, and then any sort of months that have like, you know how some months have fucking 5 weeks in them, I feel like I will just chuck in a bonus episode with a guest, because I was so surprised so many people want to be on the podcast and it's like so nice and I'm really happy. And then also there is a brand spanking new Agony Aunt segment of this podcast. So if you do want to ever be featured, don't worry, it's all anonymous, make sure you email voicenotesfixmylife@gmail.com. Sorry, I'm already getting really, really congested. So what was I up to today? So yesterday So my recording dates for this podcast is sort of, I'm planning to record an episode every Friday, obviously apart from the fourth Friday that I take off. Like that's just going to be like my recording day. Today's a Saturday. So let me tell you guys about yesterday. So I don't know about you guys, but maybe it's an ADHD thing. Maybe it's just a laziness thing. I don't know. But when it gets past 3 p.m., I don't get anything done. And basically, unfortunately, if I don't take advantage of my morning energy, I just won't do stuff. It's so bad. It's so bad. And basically, I hit a little bit of a wall yesterday and I got into a really bad mood because this is so stupid. All right, are you guys ready for a stupid story? So basically, my lovely manager, Amy, messaged me saying that basically my management have this really cool new thing where like you can link your social media accounts to like this like profile thingy and they can access your analytics for you. Game changer, because God bless my managers, I know they'd be chasing me up about my analytics for time, because like I don't know. There's also, first of all, I don't know why I find it so difficult to just grab them. It's so easy. Second of all, I always send the wrong ones. Like I feel actually sorry for them because I'm so useless. But basically to like link my Instagram, I had to make a Facebook page. I don't have Facebook. I wasn't allowed. I wasn't allowed Facebook when I was younger because my mum thought that I would like start fights with people on Facebook, and my sister like agreed. One thing about my sister was such an op when we were kids. Like Len was saying to me that he feels like the older sibling really sets the tone for how the relationship's going to be. And my sister set the tone of, oh, you're just like a third parent to me. Like that's how it felt being around my sister, with peace and love. So I was never allowed a Facebook, so I never made a Facebook page. And then I ended up trying to make a Facebook page a few years ago when I was a beautician and I started my beautician business, and I ended up getting like banned from Facebook because they thought I was like scamming people. Like it was just me setting up the page and then they would block my account. It was the strangest experience. I just gave up on that front. But then Amy was like, no, you should start Facebook so you can link the profile and then there's all these things you can do with Facebook. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll make a Facebook. Okay, queen. So I make it, and guys, I've never felt so useless. Like, I understand why old people walk around being pissed off all the time at like not knowing how to use their iPhone, because like there's this TikTok that I love, and it's basically this guy talking about like trying to show your nan the phone, and he's like trying to show her and she's not doing it, and he goes, "You're seriously not that thick, nan." And then he's like, "It's simple, it's easy to learn." She went, "Oh, but it's just fiddly. You sew. Then he went, "You're, what did he say again? I'm trying to remember. Sorry, I'm literally dribbling because I'm like so, I'm frothing at the mouth talking about this TikTok. It's like, "You're smart. You held down a job. You raised 5 kids. You drive a nice car." It's so funny. The short trend. He was like, "You should be better at this than I am. You've seen it since the beginning." And like at that point, I sort of do understand. But then also trying to use a website that you have no idea how to use. Imagine that, but on your phone. Like, I get it. So I didn't actually know what I was doing. Lem had to set up the Facebook account for me. But for some reason, it set off my mood. And then I was just like, oh my God, like I can't record my podcast episode. I'm so angry about my Facebook page. Oh, but you know what? Lem did it for me in the end, sent it to Amy. So like, it's all good. And to be fair, like I needed the push to make a Facebook page because of like work stuff. But it really, really made me laugh though. Cause I was literally like, oh my God, like no wonder old people are so pissed off all the time, because trying to use Facebook for an hour sent me into a blind rage. So yesterday me and Lem went on a little date night because it's the end of his summer holidays, because the teaching assistant, it's the end of his summer holidays. So he goes back to work on Monday, so in 2 days. So we decided to do like a little date night. Went to Casa Pastor in King's Cross in Coldrops Yard. My mum loves Coldrops Yard. And we ended up, funny actually, we ended up going to pre-drinks after our meal. But we didn't end up going out, which, because I was like, guys, I have to record a podcast episode in the morning. Like, so twatty. Like, it's such a twatty thing. Like, oh no, guys, like I can't, I have to film a podcast episode tomorrow. Really sad, actually, because like the vibes seemed really good and they all go into Fold as well. And I actually really like Fold as a club. So I was very tempted to go, but I was like, no, like I have to record a podcast episode. Like, sorry. And I remember I said to Alfie, I was like, oh yeah, I went to Coldrops Yard. I was like, my mum loves Coldrops Yard. And he just started cracking up. He was like, no way, my mum loves Coldrops Yard as well. It's such like a North London mum location. The North London mums love Coldrops Yard. So that's what I did yesterday. And then we got in about, so remember we ended up getting the last tube home, which was like 20 past 12. On a Friday, like, but it was the Hammersmith and City Line, to be fair. So we got the last tube home. So we ended up getting in at about 1 a.m. This morning when I woke up, I was feeling like a little bit on death's door because this Casa Pastor had really strong margaritas. I had an avocado and passion fruit frozen margarita. It was good. See, Lem thought that the avocado would add like a sense of savouriness. And I was like, no, it's going to add like smoothness. And smoothness it did. It was delicious. And then I had a chicken taco. And then I had some refried beans. And we had nachos. And it was just delicious. And it was just really fun vibes hanging out with everyone. I haven't seen them all since we went on holiday. Love. And today I woke up, showered, I'm recording a podcast episode now. I cooked some lunch earlier. I cooked my favorite chorizo and bell pepper creamy pasta. My favorite. We all know this. And then I'm going to go over to theirs today because we were meant to go on a double date, but Lem's, his social battery's feeling a little bit drained. So I'm just going to go on my own and I'm just going to go and hang out. They all live in Mileland. So I am going to go to Mileland and just hang out with everyone and see where the evening takes us. It's a stunningly gorgeous day. I've kept the curtains open whilst recording this episode and I'm just staring out of the window because I'm like, oh my God, what a beautiful day. So shall we do the TV show I'm watching, songs I'm listening to, book I'm reading, and podcast I'm listening to? So TV show I'm watching is, I'm going to talk about this in the future episode, but thank you to everyone that recommended Severance because it was so good. I burned through it. I watched it on the plane back from Portugal, and then I finished it at home, and I went in completely blind, and I'm so glad I did. I'm not even going to tell you guys what it's about because anyone that like wants to watch it, just go in blind because it wasn't what I was expecting, but like it was so good. It was very Black Mirror vibes, but like Black Mirror back when it was good. So good. Loved it. And then I have been watching Barry as well. Thank you to everyone that recommended that. Really, really enjoying it. Me and Lem are watching it together. And also I've been watching the One Piece live action on Netflix. Guys, I think it's really, really fun. Like, it's a little bit cheesy, but like, I think that's the point. Yeah, no, I really, really enjoyed it. I didn't even watch it fully. I just watched a few episodes here and there with Lem because he was like burning through the whole thing because he's obsessed with One Piece. But I hope it gets renewed. I'll be really, really sad if it doesn't get renewed. I feel like that's something which is like, again, maybe it's because I'm like more aware of it because like I am an adult. But I feel like it's like, TV shows can so easily be cancelled that it's like when you watch the first season, it sucks that instead of being like, I can't wait for the second season, it's I really hope it doesn't get cancelled. Like, how shit? And then I watched some movies. I watched X, which I thought was really enjoyable. I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. And I also watched a really good movie, by the way. I watched the BlackBerry movie. It's called BlackBerry. And it's about how BlackBerry phones were made. I loved my BlackBerry back in the day, okay? I loved it. Len was like, you have to watch this. It's so good. And I'm like, okay. But there's so much to that phone that I did not know about. It was the first ever cell phone that had internet. And it controlled 45% of the market at one point. Insane. That's what I really, really recommend watching that movie. It's so good. Songs I'm listening to. I've been listening to a lot of... Guys, I have been playing Clocks by Coldplay on repeat for some reason. Maybe I'm in my feelings, but that song's a banger. But the thing is that unfortunately, the song reminds me of, this is a British school universal experience. It reminds me of the like Predator video that you had to watch in school. So it's actually available on YouTube. If you search up Clocks child exploitation, like online child exploitation, it will come up. Like I found it and I rewatched it. So basically what it's about is it's about this guy and he's like, I live on my own, you see. Da-da-da-da-da. My mum misses me. Da-da-da-da. But it's all right because I can play with anyone on my PlayStation, on the internet, through anyone in the world. And basically he ends up like meeting this girl on Facebook and like manipulates her into leaving a memory stick full of raunchy and like nude pictures. I know, it takes a real dark turn, and Clocks by Coldplay plays in the thing. It's like a PSA. It's crazy. And I know there was this part that I was watching where I was like, don't post anything on your Facebook that you wouldn't want your nan to see. And I'm thinking, oh God, like, I post all sorts of on Instagram that I don't want my nan to see. Just kidding. My nan actually follows me on Instagram. Love you, Justina. She likes my posts. Queen. And I've been listening to, by the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was the song of our holiday. Standing in line to see the show tonight and there's a light on. Heavy glow. By the way, what a tune. I've also been listening to Little Lies, Fleetwood Mac. Such, you know when it's like a song just hits? It hits different. And it reminds me of when me and Len first started sleeping together because we used to play that song when we were having sex. Oh, that really grossed me out. I've also been listening to Head Over Heels. Something happens and I'm head over heels. Oh, something about these 70s and 80s tunes have been like, they've been hitting the spot recently. And then a book I'm reading is this amazing book. It's in my bag, and I'm not going to go and get it. But it's called The Other Pandemic, How QAnon Took Over the World by James Ball. When me and Jack went to Waterstones, it caught my attention, like the cover. I was like, what's this? And I didn't actually know anything about QAnon other than the fact that they like don't believe in COVID and they're all like pretty fucking loopy. But there's like levels to this, and there's so much that I didn't know, and like why it came about and how it keeps evolving and how it just keeps like, and the thing is that even though we sort of like sit here and we're like, oh, QAnon people, they're all fucking loopy, da, 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 it genuinely tears apart families. Like, it's no fucking joke. And it is just really, really interesting. There's just so much that I didn't know. So that's the book I'm reading right now. It's so informative, so interesting, really enjoyable read. And then the podcast I'm listening to is I've been listening to Highbrow by Mina Lay. I love her podcast. I find her podcast is very, I mean, all of her content in general is so like, it's really like, it really inspires me. It really motivates me. And I love the fact that with her podcast especially is that she just gets right into it. And it's sort of like, it almost like gives me a bit of a kick up the ass to be like, look, I've got to stop like rambling at the beginning of my podcast episodes. I just need to get into it. So yes, welcome to season two of the Voice Notes podcast with Jordan Teresa, where I, Jordan Teresa, chat all things my life, internet trends, pop culture, reality TV, and so much more. And today we are just having a really big catch up. So what have I been up to since I last spoke to you guys? So first of all, I went on an amazing holiday to Portugal. I feel so lucky to have been able to go on. We were staying in, I'm going to butcher this, I'm so sorry to all my Portuguese listeners, Sever de Vuca. I'm really sorry. We went to Porto Airport and then we went to Sever de Vuga, and we stayed in this Airbnb, which was like this villa in the middle of the Portuguese countryside. There was also a festival going on next door as well, so like at night we could like party at the festival. Honestly, like my favorite day was when we went to this lake, and it was like a lake Lido's, and I literally felt like I was in a movie. Like, it was so cool. And unfortunately, even though like I look back with like, yeah, it was so fun, it was quite an anxiety inducing trip. And like, it's literally no one's fault. Like, I just felt anxious. I felt very anxious about work as well. I don't know if anyone else who's like self-employed gets like this, but like whenever I take any semblance of time off, I just feel guilty the entire time. So I just felt like really, really guilty for like not being able to do any work. Like, I had my laptop with me, but I was like, I just sent off a video to Kath before I left. So I was like, there's no like point trying to do another video. Like, I've done all the work that I need to do, but I just felt like all this guilt, and I was just so anxious, and like I felt like I was sort of borderlining on having a panic attack for like a majority of the holiday. But I still had a really, really lovely time, especially that day at the lake. That was like a highlight, because I was like, I'm going to wash my hair tonight so I can get my hair wet. God, speaking of my hair, it is slicked back again. And honestly, guys, this is my third day of slicking it back. Like, you could genuinely, I was speaking on the phone to my mum. I was telling her, I was like, you can crack a fucking coconut on this. Like, it's rock hard. But basically, I'm hoping, can everyone pray and manifest for me? I'm hoping that the next time I talk to you, I will have lovely, long, pretty hair. So basically, I have not really been that happy with my hair for a while, and I think it's because of the microlink extensions that I get. I like the color, I think the color of my hair is beautiful, but the microlink extensions, I just don't really like the way they look. I think they can look quite bitty. I think they can look a little bit unnatural. And also, I don't think that they're actually very good for the health of my hair. I think something which is quite unfortunate about like extensions and stuff is that I feel like it's not really made clear how much damage that they're actually going to do to your hair. And even when my hair is really short, I still have like a full head of extensions in because my hair is really, really damaged. It makes me kind of sad because I feel so insecure about my hair. My hair is my biggest insecurity and it has always been my biggest insecurity. Maybe not my biggest, but it was something that I just like was never happy with. And when I was 17, I bleached it, didn't look after it properly. It got so damaged. And then I carried on bleaching it until and then when I was 20, I got a full head of extensions in and I never took them out. Like I literally just kept like getting them refitted. And then I ended up dyeing my hair when I was 23. I dyed it to like a dark red and it was stunning. But I was having like a major sort of like self-esteem crisis. I've honestly never felt so ugly and hideous in my life. And I don't think it had anything to do with the hair. I think it had to do with like my makeup and also like my state of mind at the time. I was really mentally unwell. So unfortunately, I associate that hair with being mentally ill. But I ended up lightening it to ginger. And then obviously I put highlights in it. And then we are here now. And basically, I just think it's put so much like pressure and tension and damage to my hair that now I can't even have my like natural hair out. Like it's so damaged and thin, and it makes me really, really sad. And basically, I am taking the steps to basically make my hair healthier. So I am getting all of my bonds taken out, and I am getting these tape extensions put in, which are they're basically like invisible tape extensions. They're very lightweight. They probably aren't the healthiest thing for your hair, but they're probably healthier than bonds. And I am going to be getting them refitted every like bang on every 8 weeks. So like really staying on top of it, so there's not too much like strain or pressure on my hair. It's expensive. I'm keeping it real with you guys. This is the most expensive thing I've ever done, is getting these tape extensions. I'm going to a salon in Liverpool Street, bougie alert. But obviously, I just want to keep it real with you guys. And I'm going there on Wednesday to get my hair done. And it's honestly so expensive. Like a part of me can't believe that I'm doing this, but also I'm like, this is an investment in my future. Like, and basically, so the plan is that eventually, so I've got the same, so they've color matched me to do like a mixture of ginger and blonde extensions. And then I think I'm going to keep this hair color for like, well, first of all, I'm going to see if the tape extensions make any difference to the health of my hair. And if it does, can't believe I'm about to say this, I think in around a year's time, because I want to get as much life out of these extensions as possible. So until the extensions start getting all straggly on the ends and need to be replaced, I am going to dye my hair back to its natural color. I know. So basically, I haven't had my natural hair color since I was about like 13. I dyed my hair red when I was 13. Before then, that's like the only time I've had like my natural hair color. Like I've dyed it brown and stuff, but I don't really know what my natural hair color is, but I do know it's like a dark brown. So I think the problem is that I'm just not huge on dark brown hair. And it's not, I think like girls and with dark brown hair look absolutely gorgeous, but I just think that I like my hair to have like a little bit of dimension, like a little bit of edge, you know, and I don't think that my natural hair has like a lot of dimension to it. Like, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like it's kind of boring. Like, I feel like it's kind of boring. No offense to anyone that has brown hair. I'm sure you all look stunning. I feel like the brown hair is a little bit boring, but I do just want there to be a time where I don't have to wear extensions anymore. Like, obviously, I know that I'm going to have to wear extensions for like thickness and stuff like that, but my hair is so damaged and I don't think that it can take much more. But the thing is that I reckon in a year's time, I'll be ready for the change. I think the good thing is about getting extensions is that basically with extensions, you pay for the hair. So like once you've put that like 500 quid down on the hair. That hair's yours. So that's going to motivate me to want to stay, keep it this color. So I feel like if I keep this hair color, which I absolutely love, for a full year, then by next year, I'm going to be sick of it. I'm going to be like, you know what? I want something different. Let's dye it brown. Let's go back natural. And I also think the nice thing with dark hair is that it always looks so shiny and healthy. So to be fair, I really should have done it now. But the thing is that they've already ordered my extensions. So I'm just going to keep this lovely hair color for a while. And then hopefully one day next year, I mean, in a few years time, I won't have to wear a full head of hair extensions anymore. Fingers crossed. But yeah, I bought like the Olaplex shampoo and conditioner. And I bought like the I got the aftercare. Like I am so like ready to look after my hair and to invest in my hair. It just makes me upset sometimes that I'm like, I can't believe I have to spend this much on my hair because I fucked up my hair when I was younger. Like I'm such an idiot. But also it's like, the reason I did that to my hair is because I was insecure. Like, do you know what I mean? So like, I don't think being insecure was my fault. So yeah, I went on a holiday to Portugal and that was lovely. And then I also went on holiday to Corfu. I went with Eleanor, Jack, Jake, Adam and Kath. And I actually have the funniest story to tell you guys. I thought that I'd lost my passport. Let me tell you guys this story because it's insane. So basically, so Adam had like a 3-day birthday extravaganza the day before, the few days before. And we sort of stayed up until, I think I got in at about 6 a.m. from his party on Saturday, fell asleep. Sunday at about like 11 a.m, I decided to leave and go to the pub because I want to watch the Women's World Cup finals. We never been in a World Cup final before, like exciting. And at first I just went to the pub round the corner like by myself because I was like, you know what, like I'm not missing this. Len was too hungover, the others weren't out yet, so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna like go to the pub on my own. So I went on my own and I just like had my coke and I was just sat chilling on my own. And then Jack texts me like, oh, we're going to Farringdon to watch the match. So I'm like, okay, perfect, at halftime I'm gonna zip over. So I literally am getting anxiety retelling this story. So I'm like walking through King's Cross, I go to put my phone in my bag, and I realize my passport isn't in my bag. And I remember the night before I had accidentally brought my passport with me to Adam's. And I was like, oh, I'm going to keep my bag in a corner of the room, not touch it, just in case the passport falls out. Because I'm going on holiday in 2 days. I then realized rummaging through my bag, my passport's not there. And I'm like, all right, it's fine, it's fine. It's got to be somewhere. So I messaged Lem, like, could you check around the bedroom for my passport? I think it's fallen out of my bag. And he was like, oh, I'm on the toilet right now. And like, so, and Lem has fucking IBS, so he was there for time. So like 10, 15 minutes is passing. He still hasn't replied. And then I've got low battery on my phone. I get to the bar and Jack and Guy are there. And I was like, guys, I think I might have lost my passport. And one thing about Jack is he is so good in an emergency. He just starts like rubbing, going like, it's fine, it's fine. He's like, we'll find it, we'll find it. He's like, we haven't been bar hopping. We went to Adam's. You then went back to yours. So it's either at Adam's, in the Uber, or back at yours. So Lem then messages me, I can't find your passport. And then my phone dies. And that was when I started freaking out a little bit. And I was like, okay, I can't find it. Okay, like, bear in mind, guys, I'm going on holiday the next day. So I'm like, okay, like, all right, it's fine, it's fine. Da, da, da. And then I ring Adam on Jack's phone. And I'm like, oh, can you find my passport in the living room? He gets up, rummages, he's like, I can't find it. That's when I start freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. God, like, fuck. And I literally just freak out outside the sports bar. I'm going, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm such a fucking idiot. Fuck. Like, I freak out. I then look at Jack's phone. A DM pops up from Lem saying, are you with Jordan? Can you tell her that I found her passport? Guys, the relief, the euphoria that swept over my body when I realized that Lem had found my passport and he had messaged me, but my phone was dead. So I had spent 10 minutes freaking out thinking I'd lost my passport the day before I went on a holiday and it was located. And I charged my phone up and Lem's message was like, I found your passport. It was under the rug with fucking chewing gum on it. Guys! So basically, I got in the Uber at 6 a.m. and I was like chewing this gum. And you know, it's like you've been chewing gum for so long that it like starts to go hard. And I was like, oh, like I don't have nowhere to put this gum and I don't want to throw it out the window, like littering. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick it in my bag and then I'll throw it away when I get home. No one needs to know. And it came back to bite me in the ass in the worst way because now I look like gross. But I'm like, no, Lem, like you don't get it. Like the chewing gum is really hard and flavorless in my mouth. So yeah, and then we went on holiday to Corfu, which was amazing. I have never eaten so much feta in my life. I've never drank so much alcohol. I got really sick like 5 days into the holiday. And I think it was because I drank so much alcohol, especially because for Adam. So we went to Adam's party. I slept for about 3 hours, woke up and then went to go and watch the Euros. And then I didn't go to sleep. Afterwards, I went home. I had to wash my hair. I had to pack my suitcase. Like I had so much. I had to tidy the flat. I had so much stuff to do. So I didn't end up going back to sleep. And then we ended up leaving for the airport at 2 a.m. So like I didn't sleep. I slept for 3 hours. And then we were delirious in the airport. Like we were delirious delulu in the fucking airport. And yeah, no, but it was really fun. And then I ended up getting a neck pillow because so bear in mind, right, I was running my mouth about people who bring neck pillows on short-haul flights. Because it was like 2 hours and 40 minutes. I was going, no, guys, it's actually such an ick to bring a neck pillow on a short-haul flight. And then afterwards I was like, oh, maybe I should get a neck pillow. Oh, but the neck pillow was comfy, to be fair. I got like 20, sorry, siren. I got like 20 minutes sleep on the plane, which is more than I never sleep on planes ever. And then what else? I was about to say something. Oh yeah, and then we were boarding the flight. So basically, the law of the group, we do not like strawberry acai things from Starbucks. Basically, it's a bad omen in our group, the strawberry acai refresher. Whenever we get one, something bad happens. So I remember the first time I got a strawberry acai refresher, I didn't have the right COVID pass to get on the Eurostar. And luckily the woman just let me through anyway, queen, because I had like the domestic one, but not like the international one. So I thought that I wasn't going to be let into France. So I didn't have the right COVID pass was the first thing that happened. And then the second thing that happened was, oh God, what was the second thing that happened with the strawberry acai? Did Ella fall over? Something else happened with another strawberry acai in Paris. So ever since then, the strawberry acai has been a bad omen. And then before we got on the flight, Adam goes, oh my God, look. And I turn and she goes, like that, like guys, like it was actual, like it overtook my body how scared I was of this strawberry acai. So yeah, no. And the bad thing that happened was that we were stuck queuing outside the airport for like time. Like we were stuck outside for like an hour just queuing from the airport. But yeah, no, it was really, really fun. Sorry, I don't have a ton of stories to tell from the holiday because we were just like sitting and relaxing. We were sitting, we were relaxing, we were having a good time. Oh, I just loved it. But something which like I think I've really, really experienced, or like I something that I've really like I'm like going through this right now, is I have sort of had like a bit of an epiphany when it comes to my life, right? I have had like this epiphany that like I'm never going to be this young again. I am never going to be like, I mean, I'm not really that financially stable, but to be fair, I am. Like I'm never going to like have this like money. I'm never going to be living in this city maybe. I mean, I'm probably going to live in this city for the rest of my life, but like, do you know what I mean? I'm never going to be like in this exact place at this exact time. So I need to make the most of my life. And it's just been like one of those things where it's like, and I don't like saying this stuff online because again, with my OCD, it's like, you don't want to say positive things because you feel like you're sort of like jinxing it. But I am like so grateful and like lucky to be alive. And like, I just want to do absolutely everything ever. And I want to go on spontaneous days. I want to fill my days up with activities. I want to travel across London to see friends. I just want to do everything. And I'm just like, you know, when we were walking down to the beach, it was so sweet. We were walking down to the beach talking about how like no one cares. So we were like, look, you can see it as a negative, like no one cares. Or you can see it as a positive, like no one cares. And it's just like one of those things where I've just been like walking through the city. Like, I'm so grateful. I'm so lucky. Like, isn't life so amazing? You know, I don't know. I think it's really sweet, especially because God, I think it's been nearly 2 years now since I was at like the lowest point of my life, and I've been in therapy for nearly 2 years, and I am like, I've genuinely like, I am not the same person that I was 2 years ago. Like how much I've changed and transformed, and how like grateful I am for that. And yeah, I'm just feeling really, really lucky, and I feel really, really grateful. But I've got like some future travel plans, if anyone's nosy. So I might be going to LA in December. Guys, I'm going to have an American Christmas. So Lem's auntie and his family live in LA, and they want us to stay over for Christmas. So I think it's going to be me, Lem, Zach are going to go to LA for Christmas. And we're just really, really excited. Like, I've never been to LA before. And it's such an un-Christmassy place to go. But like, I've literally been searching like LA at Christmas, like things to do on TikTok. And I'm also might be going to New York in October, but that's like not set in stone. But I do actually really, really want to go because Jack's living there at the moment. And I love visiting a city and like a place where like someone you know is like from there or lives there, because you feel like you're getting like the proper experience, you know? So to break up this episode, I thought that we would do a voice notes fix my life. So voice notes fix my life, the new agony aunt segment. Guys, if you want to send in any of your problems, it's voice notes fix my life @gmail.com. So this one is insane, which is why I've decided to do it as my first one. So let me get started. Hi, Jordan. I absolutely love your pod. Oh my God. Ah, sorry, I can't read. I absolutely love the pod / your videos, and I'm so excited about this new segment. I could use some advice on how to deal with my dad dating a high up Republican senator. I wish I was kidding. By the way, she sent evidence. I won't insert it, especially because she's asked me not to, but she has sent me evidence. This is legit. Like, this is legit. This is real. Okay. I mean, sorry, but I think if you ever email like an agony aunt thing and lie, that's such crazy behavior. But she's proven it's real. But don't worry. You guys don't always have to send evidence for your things, by the way. Like, I believe it's real. About a month ago, my dad told me and my siblings he was dating a high up Republican senator. She is a potential running mate for Trump and is in charge of Republican policy. They had been dating for 6 months at the time, he told us. She has some comically evil proposals, such as removing sexual assault reporting in the military. My sister is trans and she is behind an anti-trans bill. We are also Jewish and she isn't a big fan of the Jews. But my dad said she was okay with him being Jewish, which I'm gonna call not good enough, but whatever. I stopped talking to him after this happened. My dad wasn't really around in my childhood and is a massive misogynist who calls himself a feminist because he donates once a year to women's shelters and then comments on women's bodies 24/7. I have wanted to stop talking to him for a long time, but haven't because I need his financial support. For context, I'm 19 and in university full-time and work a part-time job as well. But because this is the US, I'm on his health insurance and he contributes to my university tuition. 2 weeks ago, he texted us, I am no longer in a relationship I was in and wanted you to know, thinking of all of you. Not sure why he wasn't thinking of us when he started dating the cunt. Oh my God, sorry. Am I allowed to say cunt on my podcast? I'm going to say cunt. Started dating the cunt, but whatever. That also sounds like she broke up with him, so that's embarrassing. He texted me the same week asking if I wanted to go to the beach that weekend and his plans to drive me back to university, both of which I refused. How do I balance never wanting to see this man again and my need for his financial support? I just feel like this decision of his is a bridge too far, especially as a feminist and a leftist. My mother is very supportive and wonderful, but she cannot afford to help me with the uni tuition or healthcare costs. I have chronic illness. She even lets me live with her for free when I'm not at uni. Sorry for really putting the agony and agony on. I'll include some screenshots so you know I'm not lying, but please don't put them in the episode. Don't worry, I won't. Can't wait to see season 2 of voice notes. Thank you. You are seriously my favorite YouTuber, and I drop everything when you release a new video because I know the analysis and comedy will be top tier. Thank you so much. P.S. My favorite part of this whole debacle is I got angry when he told me and he yelled, "I don't judge who you date based on their jobs." I was dating an environmental scientist at the time. It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one because, like, if you want my advice, and I would love for you guys to give your advice in the comments as well, but my advice would be to stay in touch with him for the sake of his financial support. I know that might not be, like, the most ethical or moral thing, but I feel like if you stay in contact for the financial support and then cut him off once you no longer need the financial support is probably the best idea, in my opinion, because one thing is that I don't want you to, like, go into debt because you want to cut your dad off. I think it's one of those things that, even though it's so painful to, like, have to stay in contact with a parent that you don't actually respect, like, and you don't think is a very nice person, because I know the feeling, it can be really painful. But also, like, the priority, in my opinion, I think your priority is absolutely the financial support and getting through college, especially because you're in college, you're only 19, and also you suffer from chronic illness. I don't think it makes you a bad person to want to accept the money from your parent, even if your parent is a bad person. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I know that's how, I know that people are gonna, like, be like, tell me that's, like, a bad thing, but I don't think there's anything wrong with accepting money from a parent that you sort of have the intention to cut off one day. Because, I mean, it is a parent's job to financially support you, especially, like, I hate this whole thing of, oh, when you're 18, suddenly your parents should stop financially supporting you, especially when you live in a country like America, where it's like, you have to pay for everything, like, literally everything costs money over there. But what I will say is that to sort of stay in contact, but also, like, when you make plans, first of all, make the plans few and far between. Second of all, always make the plans with an end, if that makes sense. So, like, go for dinner. Do you know what I mean? So it's like a very short thing. Sure, it's like a one-on-one, you have to actually talk, but it will be very short and it'll be very sweet, and you can literally just, like, done and then just leave. Or make plans, but make other plans after the plans, if that makes sense. So let's say you say to you and your dad to go for a coffee, and then he's like, oh, do you want to go on a walk? You can go, oh, no, sorry, like, I've agreed to meet up with my friend at the library to study. Do you know what I mean? Like, always make the meets very short for your sake and your, like, mental stability. But yeah, no, that's sort of my advice, would be to stay in contact, keep that financial support because you do really need it. But then when you do see him, try to keep it short and sweet. And then in a few years, if you still feel the same way and you no longer need his financial support, you can distance yourself from him. You can cut him off. I am really, really sorry, though, that this is happening. I think it's so difficult to, like, deal with having a parent when you sort of don't realize that, like, when something that sucks about growing up is when you realize that, like, not only are your parents flawed individuals, but sometimes your parents can actually not be very nice people. Like, that's, like, one of the worst sort of, like, realizations to come to. And I'm really glad that you had the support of your mom and that you have the support of your sister as well. Yeah, and I'm sending you my best. Sending kisses and cuddles. So, now, last thing I want to talk about. It's been quite a short episode, to be fair, but it's just been, like, a life catch-up episode. Sorry, I'm trying to find, like, a comfortable position. So I want to talk a little bit about, like, work, my work. And I'm sorry if this is really boring, but I actually find it really, really interesting when YouTubers talk about their jobs, but maybe that's because I'm a YouTuber. So
I am very much rising and grinding when it comes to YouTube. I'm feeling really motivated. I'm feeling really inspired. I wish that I could like work faster. Like I wish I could make videos faster, but sometimes it's like a process and I want my videos to like be of a very high quality. But yeah, no, so I've been really rising and grinding. And I think that's really good because I just feel really healed from my mental breakdown. Like a couple years ago, I couldn't even make more than one video a month because I felt so mentally unstable. And now I'm like banging out videos every 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm just really, really happy that I feel so like mentally well enough to do that. Yay. But something which is like, I've just been thinking a lot about my career, to be honest, and like what I want to do with it. And I think being around someone like Jack as well, who's like so motivated and inspired, that it's just like really inspiring and like motivating to be around him. But like, so sort of like my plan is I'm like, next year is going to be my year when it comes to YouTube and this podcast. Like I'm so, so excited to like really have a full year of knuckling down and grinding. And I think it's just going to be so good, so fun, so inspiring, so hard, but also like so, like it's going to have so much payoff. And I'm just so excited to like just see it all come into fruition. So yeah, basically I'm going to knuckle down with my YouTube, knuckle down with my podcast. Long-term goals, I'm not sure whether I want to share this. Like I have like a specific long-term goal in mind, but I don't want to share it because I don't think that everything should be shared. Do you know what I mean? As much as I love having a podcast, I love running my mouth. I don't feel like every single thing should be shared. But yeah, I think that's basically everything. Not gonna lie. I know this is a little bit of like a shorter, sort of like more casual, laid-back episode. I didn't have any sort of particular thoughts on any sort of discourse right now, but that's because I just want to have like a nice intro episode back. And the next episode, by the way, is a banger. I've been rewatching it back. It's so good. It's so funny. My guest is amazing. A hint, they are a booktuber. That's all I will say. So yes, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa, and I will see you next week for a new episode. Bye.